Yes, Hashem, we'll start the new week with a new Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the last two lines on the Daf. Now, this Mishnah is going to address the laws of Erev Chatzeros and Shituf Mavos in the case where a Chatzer opens up into a Mavui. So, for example, one of the issues that we're going to have to address is, on the one hand, you have all these chatzeros, and they all share one mavui. We're going to need an erev chatzeros in order to allow carrying from one chatzer to the other. And we're going to also, at the same time, require shituf mavos to gather together all the chatzeros together into one entity to use the mavui. And the initial assumption before we see our Mishnah is that you need both Erev Chatzeros to be matir, carrying out into the Chatzer from each one of the batim, and to carry from one Chatzer to another. That for sure we need an Erev Chatzeros. But as far as Shituf Mavos is concerned, Lechora the Mavli is a separate entity, and it requires its own Shituf. You cannot fall back on the Eruv. The Eruv Chatzeres is not enough. On the other hand, let's say you had a Shituf Mavos, that could allow the Bnei HaChatzeros who gather together with one Shituf to carry in the Mavui, but it doesn't necessarily matter carrying from one Chatzer to the other. Or shall we say, since all the various Chatzeres joined together in one Shituf Mavos, that could substitute for the Eruv Chatzeres. So the sugya that we once had earlier in this Masechta about whether or not you can substitute one for the other, that's really a sugya that we saw there, but the original is here. This is the real original. Anything that we saw was kind of an indirect quote. Let's learn the Mishnah. Chamesh chatzeros hapsuchos zulazu. Psucho Zulazu means that there's a Pesach between one Chatzer and the other. So you have five Chatzeros. Imagine you have a line of 10 homes. 2, 2, 2, 2, and 2. Every two homes open up into a common courtyard, and you enter into the courtyard from any of these two homes. And again, it could be on your right or on your left. You have an opening that leads you to a chatzer that is shared by another two batim. And then there's an opening between that chatzer to the one, let's call it on the left, that has another two batim that share that chatzer. So between each one of these five chatzeros, you have a Pesach, respectively. In each case, that's called psuchos zu lezu. But upsuchos lamavui. Not only... So we could say three things now. The first thing we want to say is that you have two houses that share a common chatzer. That's number one. Number two, that chatzer has an opening to the next chatzer. So we have a Pesach from one chatzer to the other. And number three, not only that, but when you exit from your batim into the chatzer, again, each one of these five chatzeres is the same, so I'll just take one as an example. So you, let's say the one all the way on the left, far left. So you have the two houses, you go out into that common chatzer, and then there's an opening at the end of the chatzer that leads you into a mavui. The mavui is a mavui shenem mefulash, so it's closed on one side, and it opens up at the end into Rishus HaRavim. So the Bnei HaChatzer, and you can multiply that by five, will now exit from each one, from his respective Chatzer, into the Mavui. And this Mavui is common to all five Chatzeros. We might also point out that the Mavui, in addition to being Sosum, it's closed by a wall at the end, but it's also got two Ksolim, it has two walls. The wall on the left, for example, is a full wall. The wall on the right is a little bit more complicated. It's kind of like a wall that separates all the five chatzeros from the mavui, except keep in mind, each one of these chatzeros has a Pesach into the mavui. And the Mishnah says the following: Erevu bechatzeros. Imagine if, number one, the two houses that share one chatzer, and there are five such sets, but let's take one set. We'll call it the one on the left. So they set up an erev between themselves so that these two houses can carry from the houses into the chatzer, the common chatzer, and back. It means another thing, that if that chatzer on the left, which is comprised of two houses, made an erev chatzeros with the other chatzeros, and what you have to imagine in your mind is that if you exit from one chatzer into the other chatzer, then you can continue going straight through from one chatzer to the other chatzer. So imagine if at the end of the day, all 10 houses joined together for one common eruv. So we not only have the common eruv of each one of these chatzeros individually, now we have a common eruv that links together all the chatzeros and allows carrying from any of the houses into any of the chatzeros back and forth, up and down. Aval lo nishtakfu b'mavui, but they didn't create a sheet of muvos. And what that means is that although mutal etalta b'chatzeros, the erev chatzeros that they created would be sufficient in order to allow them to carry through the houses, through the all, you know, straight through all the chatzeros, one chatzer to the other, but asurim b'mavui. But none of the bnei chatzeros of any of these five chatzeros are allowed to carry in the mavui because they didn't have what's called a sheet of muvos. In order to be matid tiltul in a mavui, we need sheet of muvos on the part of all the bnei chatzeros that share that one mavui. And even though, and this is the chiddush of our Mishnah, that they made an erev chatzeros, but the erev chatzeros cannot be a substitute for sheet of muvos. We do not rely on erev chatzeros to allow tiltul in a mavui without sheet of muvos. Now again, we're only now in one direction. We have to go the other direction. But first, the first direction is in one direction, meaning does erev chatzeros substitute for sheet of muvos? The Mishnah seems to say absolutely not. The next part of the Mishnah is going to contradict the first part of the Mishnah. But right now, let's put it on the whiteboard that all the Erev Chatzeros that you made are not sufficient to replace the need for a sheet of Muvos. They're fine in order to be Matir Tilta from one Chatzer to the other, straight across the board, five Chatzeros. They're all Mutav Zubazu, but not to be Matir carrying in the Mavli. For that, we need a sheet of Muvos. That's what the Mishnah says in its opening statement. But here we turn to Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, and the Mishnah continues and says in the opposite direction. Now look at this. Im nishtatvu b'mavui mutarim kan ukan. It sounds like, again, the Gemara is going to have to iron this out, that in the opposite direction, if they had a sheet of muvos, there's no need for erev chatzeros. And that the sheet of muvos would replace the heir of chatzeros. And I'll read to you his quote from the Rishonim. He says here, Mipashas loshen ha-mishnah mashmeh, she-kavonas ha-mishnah lomar, she-afal gav de b'nei ha-chatzeros lo irvu chatzeros sehem. They did not set up an heir of chatzeros, ela rak ishtatfu b'mavui, mutarim machmas ha-shituf, letaltel gam b'chatzeros. And therefore, we have to ask the following question, and that's what the Gemara is going to raise later on, but we're already getting a preview of the Gemara, that Tamua Mawa Hevdil Bein Reisha, and the Reisha which says that the Erev Chatzeres could not substitute for Shita Muvos, and there are Surim L'Taltu B'Mavui. In other words, we're not going to rely on the Erev in order to be Mati the Mavui, because we need a Shita Muvos to be Mati the Mavui, but here, in the case where there was a Shita Muvos, Afshalo Irvu B'Chatzeros, Mutarim letaltil gam b'chatzeros. What's the difference between the two? Again, you can get the juices of your brain already working on coming up with an answer on your own, but just get the facts on the ground first. Erev chatzeros does not substitute for sheet of muvos, but sheet of muvos does substitute for erev chatzeros. And if we accept this halacha, then the whole enterprise of erev chatzeros in this particular context of chamisha chatzeros Hapsucha Zulazu becomes a non-entity, because why bother with an Erev Chatzeres? Why not just go through straight to the Sheet of Mevals? Again, you could always argue, well, maybe they have no interest in a Sheet of Mevals, no one's carrying in the Mavli, we just want to make sure that we can carry from one Chatzah to the other. But logically, to make this distinction and say that an Erev Chatzeres could not in any way substitute for a Sheet of Mevals, but the opposite is true in the case of Sheet of Mevals, that it could substitute for Erev Chatzeres. What's the logical basis for that? Now we go on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah wants to know, what about the case of Shachach? We have one of the members of the group that did not participate in the Erev or in the Mavli, the Sheet of Mevals. Which, by the way, sounds like the Mishnah now is holding you need both Erev Chatzeres and Sheet of Mevos. Not like we learned before in the Mishnah. We're going to have to chop up this Mishnah in its parts, but not like we learned before in the Mishnah that a Sheet of Mevos could replace the need for an Erev Chatzeres. Anyway, now we're holding you need A plus B. But Shachach Echad Me'achatzev Lo Erev. Now, we have a rule. Let's just review the basics, that if one of the Bnei HaChatzah did not participate in the Erev, that generates an Isur for all the other Bnei HaChatzah, and the Erev is basically invalid. However, there's something called Bittul Rishus. Now, here the Mishnah says, Shachach Echad Bnei HaChatzah Lo Erev, right? He wasn't part of the Erev, or the Sheet of Mavos. Mutarim Kan V'Kan. Now, perhaps what this means is that Lo Erev, but he was part of the Shituf. Because if we're sensitive to the language of the Mishnah has two different words describing two different entities. We have the word Erev, and then we have the word Shituf. Erev applies to the Chatzeros, Shituf to the Mevaos. So now when it says, Shachach Echad Mibnei HaChatzah V'lo Erev, it means that he was not part of the Erev, but he was part of the Sheet of Mevals. It doesn't say V'lo Shitev, it says V'lo Erev. And therefore, Mutarim Kulam L'Taltil Kanu L'Kan, this might be a further reflection of what we saw earlier in the Mishnah, that a Sheet of Mevos, paradoxically, could replace an Erev Chatzeros. Now, again, you'll ask me, what value is the Erev Chatzeros? Shachach Echad Li'arev, the Erev Chatzeros is completely torpedoed and undermined, but he was part of the Sheet of Mevos. And we've already established that Sheet of Mevos could be a replacement for the Erev. So the Erev now seems to be totally superfluous and unnecessary. It doesn't accomplish anything. It's lo maila v'lo gara. And therefore, shachach echad mibnei hachatzel le'arev, mutarim le'taltel, bechatzer uba mavui. Why? Because since he participated in the shituf, therefore shituf could be valid and replace the erev. But again, you know, that's a little bit odd because the opening line of the Mishnah said that we need, right, both of them. It says, Erev b'chatzeres v'lo nishtatvu b'mavui. Again, you know, let me just take a step back again. The opening line in the Mishnah of Erevu b'chatzeres v'lo nishtatvu b'mavui tells me that we need a shituf mavos for the mavui, correct? The Erev is not sufficient for the mavui. They did not set up a shituf mavos. To be matir tiltul, you need shituf mavos, even though they already did an Erev b'ein chatzeros. And we thought that the logical conclusion of that should have been that Hu Adin, the same rule or the same logic should apply in the reverse, and that Shita Muvols would not substitute for Erev Chatzeros. That was what we thought when we first learned the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is saying in Ishtatvu B'mavui, Mutarim, Kan V'Kan. They're allowed to carry from one chatzit to the other, only because they made, and it's sufficient, a sheet of muvos. We can then say that the next part of the Mishnah is extending that last statement of sheet of muvos as a substitute for chatz, for erev chatzeros, and shachach echem ibnei achatzer velo erev. If he was part of the Shita but not part of the Erev Chatzeros, is Mutarim Kan Vikan. The Shita of Mavos is certainly valid because they were all part of every single last one of the Bnei Chatzah participated in the Shita. Now you'll ask me, okay, so why are they allowed to carry from one Chatzah to the other? They didn't do a valid Erev Chatzeros because one of them forgot. So it could be that what the Mishnah is implying here is that since the Sheet of Muvos is valid, that's enough to rely to be Matir, even the Chatzeros. And that's what he writes again. I'll read it to you a second time. He writes, L'chora mashma, shesomchim al Sheetuf, bimkom Erev, meaning as a replacement for the Erev Chatzeros. V'lachain, Afim shachach echem nidei achotze li'arv, mutarim l'talto b'chotze b'movi, kevon shahoy lo chelik b'shituf. But then he adds another point. He says, shalo kitchilas ha-mishnah, bo hisbar shetzor gam li'arv v'gam l'shtatev. Now, I don't know what he means by that, because the tchilas ha-mishnah says that erev b'chatzeres v'lo nishtatvu b'movui is mutarim b'chatzeres asurim b'movui. But what would be in a case when Ishtatvu b'mavui? Apparently, there's one school of thought which is going to be the initial approach and the push of the Gemara, is to learn the Reish of the Mishnah as implying that it goes in both ways. That when it says Mutarim v'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavui means that the Erev Chatzeros doesn't substitute for the Shita Muvos in a case of lo nishtat v'mavui, and vice versa is also true. If there was a Shita Muvos but there was no Erev Chatzeros, then they would not be allowed to carry from one chatzit to the other. They're only allowed to carry in the Mavui. Again, that's not written explicitly in the Mishnah. But you take a look, again, I'm fast-forwarding just for one moment. I'll come back to the Mishnah in a second. But if you look at the first line in the Gemara, which is about six lines down from the top of your page, it says, Mani Rabbi Meir hi. Our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And we've already had Rabbi Meir earlier in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Meir, Be'inan Erev u'be'inan Shituf. Which means that we need an Erev to be Matir Tiltil and Chatzeros. And there's no way, no how, that you can recognize a Heter Tiltil in the Chatzer without an Erev. Ubin and Shituf, which means that, with all due respect to your Erev, but if you didn't have a Shituf, you cannot be Matir, no way, no how, Tiltil in the Mavui without a Shituf Muvos. Now that's how the Gemara understood the opening line in our Mishnah. This despite the fact that it's not explicit, because as I said in the outset, the Mishnah only mentions one direction, not the other direction. Clearly, Erev Chatzeres could not substitute for Shituf Muvos, but it doesn't say about the reverse. Maybe Shituf Muvos could swallow within it and encompass even an Erev Chatzeros, such that we don't need the Erev Chatzeros. But the Gemara right now is assuming that according to our Mishnah, you need both. And that's Rabbi Meir, be'inon Erev, who be'inon Shituf. No two ways about it. You need both. Erev to be matir, the tilt of the Chatzeros, and Shituf to be matir, tilt of the Mov. And therefore, when it says that Shachach Echem Nidea Chatzeros Erev is Mutarim Kan Umikan, which can only be understood if we validate the sheet of Mavoz as a valid matir for tiltal in the Chatzeros and a substitute for Erev Chatzeros, then that's against Rabbi Meir. So that the Gemara is going to develop the following thesis, that although the Mishnah opens with Rabbi Meir, at some point the Mishnah seems to drop the ball, and in Nishtatfu we saw in the Mishnah B'mavi Mutarim Mikanu Lakan, that's already a different sheet against Rabbi Meir. And then we have the right, so that's called the Emtza Isa in the language of the Gemara. That is, there's the opening line in the Mishnah, which is called the Resha. And then we have the Mitzi Asa, the middle part of the Mishnah, which is this case of Hishtatfu Bimavui Mutarim Kanu Lakan. That can only reflect the Sheet of the Chachamim, who maintain that Sheet of Muvaz could substitute for an heir of Chatzeros. And the next piece in the Mishnah, which is the one that we're studying right now, would also support that sheet of the Chachamim. And even though someone, Mibnei HaChatzer, was not part of the Erev, nevertheless, Mutarim Lakan Lakan, which means that the Erev, I'm sorry, let's start again, that the sheet of Muvos substitutes for the Erev Chatzeros. In one of two cases, either because there was no Erev Chatzeros, or because it was an invalid Erev Chatzeros, because Echad Mibnei HaChatzer Shochach. And then finally, now that piece is the Sefer. Now we get to, let's call it the post-Sefer. And the Mishnah says, with regard to Erev Chatzeros Shituf Mivos, if one of the Bnei HaMavui forgot to join Velonish Tatef in the Shituf Mivos, so you have one of the various five chatzeros that open up into the mavui, and the members of that particular mavui did not join in the shituf, is mutarim bechatzeros v'asurim b'mavui. So as far as the erev chatzeros is concerned, that's valid. But as far as the Sheet of Muvos is concerned, well, this one of the members of the Sheet of Muvos, that means one chatzer of the five chatzeros, did not participate in the Sheetuf, and therefore the Sheetuf is invalid. So also the Talta B'mavui. They're mutter in the chatzeros, because every last one of the five chatzeros participated in the Erev chatzeros. And the Mishnah adds four words. Shamavui lechatzeros kechatzer lebatim. What does it mean, chatzer lebatim? So that part we can understand. Chatzer lebatim mean you're not allowed to carry from your house into a chatzer without an eruv. So too, mavui lechatzeros, right? So the word lechatzeros parallels lebatim. You want to go from your house out to the chatzer, you cannot carry out to the chatzer without an eruv. You want to go from your chatzer out to the mavui? No. You need a shituf. And since there was a shichacha of Bnei Achas Me'achatzeros, he did not participate in the shituf, is therefore, since mavui lechatzeros kechatzer lebatim, therefore they're all also to be entitled to the mavui, because to go from the chatzer to the mavui you need a valid shituf, just like to carry from the chatzer to the batim you need a valid eruv, and you don't have a valid shituf here because one of the bnei chatzer of one particular chatzer did not participate in the shituf, and that undermines the entire shituf, torpedoes it, and therefore asur kulam letaltel b'mavui. So again, let's go over the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Hidiyahu, Be'inon, Erev, Be'inon, Shituf. And that's how we're going to learn the Resha of the Mishnah that says that if they were Ma'arev B'chatzeres, but there was no Shituf Mavos, then they're not allowed to carry in the Mavui, because you need both Erev and Shituf. Is the Gemara asks, Ema Mitziyasa, let's look at the next line in the Mishnah. In the middle of the Mishnah it says, Im Nishtatvu b'mavui Mutarim Kan v'kan. That's not true according to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, Be'inan Eruv, u be'inan Shitav. It's not enough to have a Shitav. Asan l'Rabbanan di'amri b'chados sagi. That all you need is one of the two, either an Eruv or a Shitav. You don't need both. So therefore, if there was a Shitav Mavos, and only a Shitav Mavos, they'd be allowed to carry in the Chatzeros. So how can you tell me that this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, when the Mishnah says that if there was a Shituf, then you're allowed to carry from one Chatzit to the other, there was no Erev Chatzeros, that can only reflect the Shituf Rabbanon. So the Gemara tries various possibilities of reconciling this, and maintaining the integrity of our Mishnah. Halo Kasha! The im nishtatvu nami ka'omar. The Gemara is now reinterpreting the Mitziyasa. We thought it says the im nishtatvu, and it meant that you had a shituf in the mavui without an erev chatzeros. That's not what we're going to read it. We're going to read it as V'im nishtatvu nami. So we're adding the word nami now. You know, it's in addition to the Eruv, they had a Shituf. And therefore the Mitziyos is just continuing what we saw, the line of reasoning of the Reisha, that just like in the Reisha we said you need both Eruv and Shituf, therefore in the Seifa, make sure that in addition to the Eruv, you had a Shituf. So what is this Mitziyasa teaching me? What do you mean? It's teaching me that if in addition to the Erev there was also a sheet of Mavos, then the Matonu Taltil B'chatzer of Mavui, and what kind of Chiddush is that? I don't know, that's Pasha, that's Pshita. Everybody sees clearly that they can be Metaltil in the Chatzes because they made an Erev, they can be Taltil in the Mavui because they made a sheet of. So here in the there's one of the Rishonim is the Ritva. There's one of the commentaries way after the Ritva on the Mishnayis. That's the Tiferes Yisrael. We'll see that in just a second. But in any event, the Mishnah seems, for whatever purpose, to reiterate what it says in the Reisha. And that means that if you want to be Matir Tiltil in the Mavu, you need, in addition to the Erev Chatzeros, a Shituf Mavos. And that's the Nami. They can be metaltil both in the chatz and the mavui because they now have both an erev chatzeros and a shita mavos. If they didn't make an erev in the chatzeros and they only had a shita mavos, then they could not be metaltil in the chatzeros, and that reflects the shita of Rabbi Meir. So we're not yet up to the case of shachach, which is the sefer. But first, I want to read to you a short summary of the Ritva. The Ritva says that Baal Echadesh, the Mishnah wants to be Mechadesh when it says in the Shtatvu B'nei Achatzes B'movis Mitarim Kanu Kan, Shetzarech Gam Li Arev V'Gam L'Shatav. V'im Lo Irvu, Af Sheshitvu B'movui, Lo Hutru L'Talto B'Chatzes Ki Rabbi Meir, Hasov V'Shem Sonchin, Al Shituf B'Mokom Eruv. So in other words, even though the Reisha of the Mishnah says that if Lo Nishtatvu Mutarim B'Chatzeros, but the Mishnah now wants to tell you the case where Lo Irvu, and that's what the Mishnah is adding, and that's a reflection of Rabbi Meir Shita, that even though nishtatvu b'mavui, nevertheless, lo hutru l'taltel b'chatzeros. The Tiferes Yisrael adds the following, that hoya efshal loma shetzorech lehishtatev lifnei asiyas ha'eruv. So again, I'm just presenting you the Tiferes Yisrael. I tried to figure this out. I wasn't sure what the logic would be to compel me that the Shituv has to come before the Eruv. And Kodam HaShituv LeEruv is therefore, it's not valid. Again, this is all a Hava Mina. And the Mishnah is coming to tell me that even though the Mavui, the Shituv, was set up after the Eruv, one second, how is he fitting this into the language? In the Shtatvu b'mavui. Ah, he's learning like this. In the Shtatvu b'mavui, please add another word. Mikodem. Okay, that's as far as linguistics is concerned. Then we're going to try to figure out the logic of it. So he says the following. He's very terse, but we'll try to see if we can make any out. Again, we're trying to understand why there was a habmi that the shituv has to come first. He says, "Im kodem hashituv irva kol chatzu b'fnei atzma, hare adayin ifridu atzma n'chatzer zu mizu. V'im kenk shehishtatvu achar kach b'movui, hare zenira kistiro li eru." V'shem hazeh yivatel as ha'eruv is komashmal and therefore mechadeshes ha'mishnah she'efshal li'ariv t'chilo v'achkach l'shatev. I'll just tell you what he says. I mean, again, Rabbi Osar, I didn't write the script, so don't come to complain against me. He's saying that when they come to make the Eruv, what kind of union are they creating over here? What kind of corporate state? When, in effect, as far as the Mavi is concerned, they haven't made a sheet of Mavos, which means that every Chatzer spills into the Mavi on its own, independently. Right? Let's say I live in Chatzer A, and you live in Chatzer B, and you live in Chatzer C. So I'm not interested in sharing one Mavi with you, because I didn't enter into any sheet of Mavos with you. So that separates my chatzah from your chatzah. So once we're separated vis-a-vis the mavui, says the Tiferes Yisrael, I would therefore, ipso facto, be separated even as far as chatzeros. And if I want to carry from my chatzah to the other and make an eruv of chatzeros, then I'm lying, so to speak. I mean, I'm contradicting myself. I've just made a statement that as far as the Mavui is concerned, I have my own entranceway into the Mavui. I'm not interested in your entranceway into the Mavui. I'm not sharing the Mavui with you. Go fly a kite. And now I'm going to make an Eruv, and I'm going to say, well, I'm going to carry from my chatzer to the other. I've already indicated that we are separate chatzeros. If we're separate chatzeros as far as the Mavui is concerned, then we're separate chatzeros as far as the Eruv is concerned. And even though a valid formal Eruv was perfectly acceptable as far as, you know, on the books is concerned, nevertheless, we're going to undermine the validity of that Eruv. And why? Because we've already separated one chatzah from the other. Tacitly, not explicitly. But by virtue of the fact that I didn't make a shituv, that indicates that I'm not willing to share the mavui with you. You're a chatzah unto yourself. I'm a chatzah and you're a chatzah. My chatzah is mine. Has it say there in the Mishnah and Avos, Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalcha. So there's like a built-in stira here in his declaration that we share the same chatzah and yet we have separate chatzahs vis-a-vis the Mavui. So if you haven't made the sheet of Avos, don't even talk to me about Eruv chatzahs. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah wants to say in Nishtatvu b'mavui, which means we're going to add the word mikodem, as we said before, that if they set up the sheet of mavos beforehand, then mutarim lekan ulekan. And if it was the reverse, then we have a havamina to say that then in such a case there would not be a valid Erev Chatzer. So Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah wants to reflect the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds that if you have both an Erev and a Shituf, then you could be matir both the Tiltul v'chatzeres, Michotzel Chotzen, Tiltul of the Mavui into the Mavui, from one part of the Mavui to the other, and the sequence is irrelevant. And even though you set up the Erev Chatzeros first, before you did the Shita of Mavos, it's only stage one in this union, in this unification of all the Chatzeros. My Chatz is yours, yours is mine, and we're going to get to sharing the Mavui down the line. So just to summarize, according to the Ritva, the Mishnah is coming to Mechadesh that you need not only an Erev, but you need a Shituf. And even if you did a Shituf in the Mavos, that would not be Matir Tiltul in the Chatz. And that's Rabbi Meir. And Tiferes Yisrael is learning that we would have thought that the Shituf Mavos has to come first. But if he set up the Erev before the Shituf Mavos, that would not be valid. Is Kamash Malan, the Mishnah wants to teach me that you can set up the Erev first and the Shituf second, and that's fine. Oh, now the Gemara asks, Ema Seifa. Now we get finally to the Seifa, right? This is a case of Shachar. So what does it say in the Seifa? The Gemara reiterates the Sefer for us. Ervu b'chatzeros v'nishtatvu b'mavui. So far it looks like everything was kosher v'yosha, except for one problem. Shachachach m'yachatz lo irev. Say he wasn't part of the Erev. Is mutarim kanu l'kan. Now what does that mean, mutarim l'kan l'kan? We're going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you need an Erev to be matir chatzeros, you need shituf to be matir mavoi. And here there was no Erev Chatzeros, unless we introduce Bittel. You know, but then if there was Bittel, so then what's the Mishnah telling me? That Mutarim Lakad Lakad, I mean, this doesn't seem to be the appropriate place to teach me the Halach of Bittel Rishus. And if on the other hand he didn't make a Bittel Rishus, then the Erev is completely torpedoed. And what good would it be, the Mavui, that he's allowed, Lakana Lakana, he's allowed to carry from one Chotza to the other. We're going quite to Rabbi Meir now. Hechidami, Idolo Batil, is a my Mutarit. After all, we're going according to Rabbi Meir. Elopshita de Batil. Again, if it's a case of Bitil, so again, this seems to be a very odd juncture in the Mishnayos to teach me the Chiddush of Bittul Rishus. We've already had Bittul Rishus, but maybe it's a lead up to the last part of the Mishnah. Yisrael Gemara says, Ema Seifa. Let's go to the last part of the Mishnah. And it says, Shachach Echad Mibnei HaMavui. Right? Before we had Shachach Echad Mibnei HaChotzer. And now we have Shachach Echad Mibnei HaMavui. The Lonish Tatev, Mutarim b'chatzeros, v'asurim b'mavui. So the honest truth is, that sounds pretty logical to me. I don't know why the Gemara is objecting. The man was not part of the Shituf. He undermines therefore the validity of the Shituf. And the Mishnah says that mutarim b'chatzeros v'asurim l'mavui. So Mutar Mechatzeros is based on the fact that, let's say he was Mavatil, his Rishus. Right? Because we want a thread that is common to all parts of the Mishnah. So from the previous part of the Mishnah, Mutar Mechatzeros Lekana, according to Rabbeinu, is because he was Mavatil's Rishus. Then here, presumably, he was Mavatil, his Rishus. And that should be fine. And yet, the Mishnah says, Mutarim b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavui. As if he was Mevatel's Rishus, they're also b'mavui. I could live with that. because the Bittul Rishus is as far as the Chatzar is concerned. So Gemara says no. Either Bittul Amay Asurim B'Mavui. Bittul Rishus means that I'm giving over my Rishus in the Chatzar. Now that Rishus in the Chatzar could be, number one, in order to carry from one Chatzar to the other, or from my Chatzar to the Mavui. They're both included under Bittul Rishus. The Gemara doesn't entertain the possibility that Bittul Rishus is relative to one of the two Schuyot, of the monetary rights that the Ben HaChotzer, who is Mevatas, just has. He has a double right. He has rights to the Chotzer, he has rights to the Mavui. If he's Mevatas Rishus, then it's all or nothing. O Akol Lo Klu. That's how the Israelis say it. And if he was Mevatel as Rishus, then he's left with nothing in his Rishus, even his rights to use the Mavli. So why shouldn't the Mavli be valid? It says, Asurim B'Mavli. So the Gemara wants to offer the following possibility. Chitema, Dekasava Rabbi Meir, Ein Bittul Rishus B'Mavli. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds that with regard to a chatzah, we have a din of bittul rishus, but with regard to a mavli, we don't have a din of bittul rishus. Now again, Rabosa, I would not suggest at this point that there's a logical distinction between the chatzah and the mavli. To the same extent that I could be mevatel my rishus vis-a-vis the chatzah, I could be mevatel my rishus vis-a-vis the mavli. But Bittul Rishus, as we said over and over again, is a chidush, is a new rabbinic enactment, because he didn't make any kinyonim, and he still obviously owns the chotzer. You know, nobody could move in and throw him out of the chotzer. It's a separate halacha, Bittul Rishus le'inyan eruv, that I'm not part of those b'nei ha-chotzer that have to participate in the eruv. Why? Because I remove myself, I'm a salik myself from the eruv chotzeros. So Rabbi Meir holds, you can be masalik yourself from the Erev Chatzeres, but the Rabbanan never created, they never enacted an entity called Siluk Rishus B'Mavud. You can't be masalik Rishus B'Mavud. Let's just say it this way. Again, this is just a Saberta Ozen. I don't mean that. How are you going to get out to Rishus Rabbi? Okay, you're quarantined, 14 days. No. A man has to get access to Rishus Rabbi. And therefore, as one of the Bnei HaChatzer, he must retain his his rights to the Mav. Otherwise, he is completely quarantined. He can't get out to the Rishus HaRab. He's going to have to take a manof, you know, and fly up in a helicopter. How's he going to get out to the Rishus HaRab? So Rabbi Meir never recognized the entity of Bittul Rishus with regard to a Mav. Because that's his lifeline, to get to Rishus HaRab. To get out to shul, to get out to visit people and, you know, enjoy the air in the park. Chatzer is something different. Chatzer is the extension of my private property. I want to eat a picnic lunch out in my chatzer. So I carry from my bais into the chatzer with all the utensils and so forth and so on. On that, I could say I'm mevatel my rishus, and taka, afterwards, I'm not allowed to carry out into the chatzer. That's fine. But as far as getting access to Rishus HaRabi, maybe there's no such entity as Bittul Rishus. Gemara says, well, Tanya, but we have a Braisa. This Braisa you may recall from Daf Samech Chesamid Beis with the Tztoki, who lived in the same Chotzer and shared the same Mavi as Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel said to his children that after the onset of Shabbos, they should very quickly make a Chazaka in the Mavui. They should bring out their Kelim to the Mavui immediately, Before the Tztoki will go out and use the Mavui, because apparently the Tztoki was willing to be Mevatel's Rishus, but that Bittul Rishus is conditional on the fact that he doesn't use the Chatzer. But if he goes out and he uses, well, in this case the Mavui, I should say, I'm sorry, if he goes out and he demonstrates that he wants to use the Mavui, then he could be Chozer and he could reacquire his Rishus in the Mavui. Sharei Bito Lachem Reshuso Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said that the best recommendation we could give to the Bnei Achatzer is that they go out quickly after Kiddush Hayom and make a chazaka in the Mavui in order to block the ability of the Tzedoki to be Choser and be Mevatel his original Bittul and to reclaim and reclaim, I should say, his rights to the Mavui. But anyway, we see clearly that this Bittul Rishus, even as far as the Mavui is concerned, Ela Pshita, therefore we're going to have to assume that the Lo Batel, that he wasn't being Mavatel's Rishus. And again, since he was a non-participant in the Shituf Muvos, therefore there's no possibility of validating the Shituf Muvos, and therefore there are Surim B'mavut. Oh, says the Gemara, Umi the Sefer de Lo Bito, Reisha Nami Lo Bito, which maintain the syllogism, the consistency of this Mishnah, and we assume that even in the Sefer there was no Bittul, Haraya, it says Asurim Bimavui, then the Reisha also is talking about a case where one of the Bnei Achotzer forgot to be part of the Eruv, and he wasn't Mevatel's Rishos. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says he's allowed to carry in the Chotzer. That's against Rabbi Meir, because if he was Shocheach, he was not part of the Erev Chatzeros, and he was not Mevatel's Rishus. Therefore, if we apply the principle of Rabbi Meir, we would have to come to the conclusion that Asurim Bazel said, the Mishnah says Mutarim. Mutarim Kan V'Kan. So the Gemara finally answers, Reisha v'seifa Rabbi Meir umitzi asa Rabbanon. Now, I said the Gemara answers, but really it's a rhetorical answer. The Gemara is sort of fleshing out the words of the possible Tartzon, which make no sense. You can't tell me that the Reisha is Rabbi Meir, the Seifa is Rabbi Meir, and the Mitziyasa is the Rabbana. That doesn't make any bit of sense. So let's go through this Havamina, so to speak, which is not even a Havamina, because the Gemara is asking it as a Kasha. The beginning of the Mishnah says that if they were Ma'ariv in the Chatzeros, and they were not Mishtatev in the Mavui, then the Mutar be Chatzeros and also be Mavui. That fits in very well, according to Rabbi Meir, because you need an Erev to be matir tiltul in the Chatzeros, you need a Shituf to be matir tiltul in the Mavui. And therefore, if they were only Ma'arev and they weren't Mishtatev in Mavui, then they're allowed to carry in the Chatzeros, but not in the Mavui. The Seifa, which says that if one of the Bnei HaChatzeros was not part of the Shituf Muvos, then they're not allowed to carry into the Mavui. And once again, even though they made an Erev Chatzeros, the Erev Chatzeros is not going to substitute for Shituf Muvos, and that's all Rabbi Meir. So we're not going to rely on an Erev in the case of a Shituf, and we're not going to rely on a Shituf in the case of an Erev. They're two separate entities and two separate requirements. That's Rabbi Meir. But what about the Mitziyasa? But the Mishnah in the middle case says that if one of the Bnei HaChatzeros forgot to be participating in the Erev, then they're still allowed to be metaltal, mikano l'kan, even in the chotzer. How's that possible? Well, according to Rabbi Meir, and there was no bittul, they're also be chotzer because there was no valid erev chotzeros. That could only make sense according to Rabbanon, who hold that you need either an erev or a shituf. And here in this case, we can rely on the shituf and replace the erev. Where it's his name. Kula Rabbi Meir. The entire Mishnah, including that middle section, is and reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And even that middle section that says that if one of the Bnei HaChatzeros forgot to be participating in the Erev, they're allowed to be in the Talth and the Chatzer, is time of my over Rabbi Meir, be'inan Erev, be'inan Shituf, k'dei shalo, l'shakach toras Erev minatinokos, but hocha, Kema deruba ervo lo mishtakha. Wow. The Gemara comes up with what you and I might consider a kvetch. A kvetch means when you have a small opening and you fit a lot of mass into a small opening. The Gemara goes back to understand and explain the yesod, you know, the fundamental reasoning for the logic here. What is it that compels Rabbi Meir to require both an Erev and a Sheet? In other words, the Gemara now assumes that the logic is absolutely compelling. Again, this is a logic that we fought against. That once you have an Erev Chatzeros and you've unionized everyone into the Chatzer, then Mimele you have a Sheet of Muvos. Let's go the other way around. Let's say you've all unionized in terms of the Mavui, and we're all one big, happy Chatzer to use that Mavui. That should substitute for the need to set up any sort of union amongst the Chatzeros. But the answer is that if we're going to allow and validate a Shituf Muvos as a replacement for an Erev Chatzeros, then next year the Tinokos, the next generation, are going to forget about the whole entity of Erev Chatzeros. And there are many situations in which you have Erev Chatzeros without Shituf Muvos. So again, you found the situation where all the Chatzeros share one Chatzer. And all the Chatzeros, insofar as they share one Chatzer, they participated in a joint Sheet of Muvos. Did I say that right? Again, let me say that right. You have a case where all the Chatzeros share a single Mavui, and the Bnei HaChatzer from each of the various Chatzeros join together in one Sheet of Muvos, and now you're going to say, well, that Sheet of is enough to integrate all the Chatzeros into one, and there's no need, it replaces the need for an heir of Chatzeros. What's going to be next year in a case where you have five Chatzeros and there are psochim from one Chatzer to the other, but they don't spill into a common Mavui? Each one has his own Mavui, or there is no Mavui. They're going to say, I don't remember an heir of Chatzeros. What, last year we made an heir of Chatzeros? The whole entity of heir of Chatzeros is now in jeopardy of being forgotten by the next generation. Says the Gemara, now the exception to the rule is in this case. Because in this case, there was an Eruv between all the Bnei HaChatzer. And I shouldn't say all the Bnei HaChatzer, I should say Rov Bnei HaChatzer. One of them forgot to join in the Eruv Chatzeros, but he did in fact join in the Sheet of Muvos. Now the Sheet of Muvos, even according to Rabbi Meir, will be reliable as a replacement for the Eruv. Because there's no fear that they may forget the entity of Erev, because they actually went into the process of an Erev. Although one of the members of the Chatzer dropped out. So now there's a long footnote here, which I'd like to leave, perhaps,